This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Guy Cooper, Managing Director of Wave Digital, an app development company based in Melbourne, Australia. Mr. Cooper, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Wave Digital to kick things off here today.
Thank you. So as you mentioned, I'm the MD at Wave Digital, and we're an app development agency focused on using a people-led approach to designing and building apps based in Melbourne, Australia. I've got a split background of experience, about 10 years of working in business and around 10 years of working in the technology and innovation space. So I've actually got a background as a chartered accountant, which is quite a unique mix of skills to bring to the technology industry, and something I'm able to combine my experience and love of business, technology, and innovation to provide advice and mentorship to our clients, which is particularly important for startups who are looking to create digital businesses, not just a digital product. And in around 2013, I bought Wave Digital, and we're, as I said, mobile app specialists. All our products are custom, so every digital product we create is unique to our clients' problems and goals. And we work with startups, growing businesses, and also trusted by large government agencies and corporates to deliver their mission-critical apps. And Wave's been an amazing vehicle for me to achieve my passion, which is using technology to make lives better. And that's the mantra we sort of work with our clients with at Wave.
Well, certainly do appreciate your sharing some of your background with us and your role there at Wave Digital and your wealth of experience that you do bring to the table. Now, what's your involvement in Australia's digital health industry? Touch on some of those highlights, if you would.
Well, it's been something that I guess our business has pivoted towards over the past few years. I've become ever increasingly interested in the space, and it's something where I'm an active participant in the community, in the digital health community. So Wave Digital as a business is a member of the Digital Health CRC, the Digital Health Cooperative Research Centre in Australia, which is a unique multidisciplinary task force of clinicians and researchers, industry and government professionals and organisations working on the one common goal of advancing the quality of healthcare and digital health in particular in Australia through evidence and through sort of people-led approach to design. I'm also an active member or participant in the startup community. So I work as a mentor for the there's a program in Australia called MedTech's Got Talent, which is Australia's largest MedTech startup competition. So I mentor digital health startups. They run one cohort per year, and I mentor them through their early design discovery activities. And I'm also involved in Australia's premier health informatics body called the Health Informatics Society of Australia. And that's a not-for-profit community focused specifically on advancing digital health. And these, I guess all these opportunities alongside obviously our actual digital health clients as well, enable me to pursue that goal of making lives better through the innovative application of tech.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback in those regards. Now, looking at people-led design, what is people-led design and why is this important?
Well, people-led design, there's a lot of different terms used to describe this, but I use the term people-led design because it is what it says. And I think it's more obvious than using things like co-design or human-centered design or other equally difficult terms to understand for the layperson. So it's basically design that's focused on the user and their needs, which sounds very simple and intuitive, but in the health industry in particular, but also across other industries or all industries, there's a real tendency for products to be driven by features or technology rather than understanding users and how they will actually engage with the product. And that often leads to potentially missing opportunities. So I guess it's really important that a people-led approach is used, and there's lots of different ways to approach designing and developing digital products using sort of people-led approach. But it's really important to make sure that obviously the design of these products ends up in these products actually being used. So, you know, for people to use it, it needs to be really solving a problem for them or a frustration for them. And if they're happy to use the product, then obviously there's going to be a greater chance that it'll have an impact. And in the case of digital health, this obviously means, you know, improved health outcomes and creating better lives for these individuals.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Guy Cooper, Managing Director of Wave Digital, an app development company based in Melbourne, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Technology and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would provide some practical examples of apps you have designed, including the impact of a people-led design approach.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, I mean, there's numerous projects, but a couple come to mind. I mean, we adopt a people-led and or human-centered approach, design approach for all our projects. And a couple of great examples are apps we've built for the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre here in Victoria, Melbourne, Australia. So Peter MacCallum, by way of background, Peter MacCallum is a statewide cancer centre. It's the only full cancer centre in the state of Victoria. So it deals with a huge range of different cancer types, and it's the go-to place for cancer treatment. And so we worked with the cancer experience research team and clinicians and patients themselves at Peter MacCallum to create an app that improves the quality and the journey and the quality of care for people diagnosed with cancer by enabling patients to record consultations that they're having at the center, add notes to those conversations, share this information or these recordings with their family members or their carers or their general support network. And we know generally that better informed patients are more engaged with their treatment, and they have better health outcomes. So anything to help them understand what is inherently complex and a large volume of information is designed to do that. And we adopted a co-design approach where we had a lot of different stakeholders involved, but specifically getting patient advocates involved in the team that was designing the app with us. And that was hugely important to make sure that the app design process wasn't too heavily influenced by some of the other organizational factors, such as the technology itself or the security or integrating with medical records and all these other kind of more complicated areas, definitely important areas and things that need to be addressed, but not at the expense of creating an app that people will actually use and find useful. We also worked with the Therapeutic Guidelines Foundation Therapeutic Guidelines Foundation are an Australian-based organisation that creates therapeutic guidelines for clinicians to use. And one of their, they've got a not-for-profit arm that works in developing countries. And they work in developing countries to help support these countries. In Fiji and Solomon Islands and some others in that region to create therapeutic guidelines. And unfortunately, a lot of these guidelines currently are quite inaccessible. They're big, hard copy documents that aren't obviously that practical for clinicians to carry around with them. So we worked with TGL stakeholders and involved stakeholders from the respective countries and the clinicians themselves to create an app to house these guidelines and be able to use them offline, because obviously in these developing nations, data costs a lot of money and it's hard to get access. So that's been a really fantastic example of an app that has about 65% of clinicians that are using it in the Solomon Islands, for example, are using it every single day now. And we've only had it in the market for about a year now. So, yeah, there are a couple of really good examples of, you know, how you, if you involve, you know, everyone in the design process, the people you're designing for, but also other stakeholders, then you can have a real impact on health outcomes.
Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing in the space, the impact you're having, and really appreciate the information shared and those examples shared there as well. Now, I know you've mentioned that you've worked with a few startups in the past. What is your advice to digital health startups looking to develop an app?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, you get so many startups coming with great ideas. And the thing I would say is the most important thing is to keep things simple, as simple as possible at the start. So, the, you know, spend more time just in discovery and early design activities and getting to know these users you're trying, or these people or potential users of your product, and less time thinking about features. And you know, through that process, you actually may uncover opportunities that you mightn't have thought of. And so it's really, you know, cutting out items from your, you know, from your scope, or features from your scope, is almost as important as well, it's a really important part of the process. So keeping it simple, and not trying to create products that are not targeted enough to the users that that you know that you're looking to target. And being really well defined about that is one of the keys, and that's where having this kind of more people-led design approach is hugely important.
Once again, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on behalf of Wave Digital there in Melbourne, Australia. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
No, look, I think just make sure that you are engaging with people that can combine, or agencies or whoever you're working with that can combine all facets that make a successful product. It's people, it's technology, and it's the business side, the viability. So if you can address all of those areas, you're well on the way to success.
A great place to conclude. And again, thanks for those concluding remarks. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get further information on Wave Digital and how they could reach out. Where's the best place online to do so?
Probably just on our website, so wavedigital.com.au, and they can contact us on the contact form there, and obviously they can look me up on LinkedIn if they're interested as well, but our website's the best spot.
That certainly is a winner. Again, Mr. Cooper, all the best, happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Thanks for your time. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Once again, folks, we've been speaking with Guy Cooper, Managing Director of Wave Digital, an app development company in Melbourne, Australia. And for all the details, visit wavedigital.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.